You guys excited to see Deadpool 2, which opens in theaters today? We are. One of the stars in the sequel is actor Terry Crews, and he joins us on the phone. Terry, congrats on the movie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Thank you so much.
We are huge fans of yours. Now, you weren't in the first Deadpool, so how excited were you to get the call to play a superhero in this Deadpool?
Well, I mean, my God, look, it was one of the biggest hits of all time, like the biggest R-rated movie ever. It beat Passion of the Christ, but you're like, oh, my goodness. Like, the first one was that. And then to get the call from Ryan Reynolds to be in Deadpool 2, I was just like, he had me at hello.
There you go.
It was wild because, first of all, you know, I love comedy, he loves comedy, because you got to understand, the essence of this thing is action comedy. It's a funny, funny movie, and I think his whole thing was like, he told me, he's like, dude, I respect you, what you do, and, you know, you love comedy, too. And he said, let's get him, and we did.
That's great.
Well, what do you think makes Deadpool 2 better than the first one?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, fanboys and these guys who are into the comic book movie stuff and into, you know, the whole comic book world, they are rabid, rabid fans. And they're digging in and trying to find everything. They love Easter eggs. They love going on scavenger hunts. And these kind of movies, what the second movie gives you 15 Easter eggs upon Easter eggs in every scene. And it's hilarious. And one thing you can really do with these fanboys is that you have to trick them. You know, you have to really let them know you're going one way and give them a surprise. Because if it was just, you know, laid out for them, they hate that stuff. And Ryan is a genius at this thing. And it was what happened in the first Deadpool. What everybody expected, they were pleasantly surprised. And I'm going to tell you right now, on Deadpool 2, you're going to be more surprised than ever. You are not ready for what you're about to see.
That's awesome.
We can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking to the great Terry Crews. Now, you play Bedlam in the movie in Deadpool 2. Do you live up to the name? And tell us about your superpowers, please.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. My superpower is that I can control electromagnetic forces. And, you know, I can really give you headaches and kind of mess with life. But let me tell you the thing. The thing is, my superpower really isn't that good. You know what I mean? It might short-circuit Iron Man's outfit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It ain't going to stop a train. You know?
But you do have super strength.
I mean, I'm strong, but it ain't Superman thing. The Hulk will kill me. You know what I mean? We're not that good. Deadpool puts together this ragtag bunch of guys, and he calls it the X-Force. But we're not, we would never be an X-Men. No one we would not get our union card in a superhero union. You know what I mean?
You're like the Misfits.
And he knows this.
Yeah.
Like, we're Misfits. We're the Misfit heroes. And we have to make it work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love about what Ryan has done, because he really normalizes what this thing is. You know what I mean?
Well, we're so excited for the opening of the film today. Now let's switch from the big screen now to the small screen. Very excited for you that Brooklyn Nine-Nine was picked up, because I think you're absolutely brilliant on that show as well.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, dude. I mean, this has been a whirlwind week. I am emotionally drained. I mean, having what could be the biggest movie coming out in the world this week, and then also the show canceled and then brought back to life.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God, I have been through a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, but
it all ends up well.
Life is good, Terry, isn't it?
It is good. It is good. You know, it's good to have some good news sometime, man. I'm trying to tell you. You know, you look it out, you go, oh, my God, everything tells you the world's falling. And all of a sudden, oh, it's good stuff out there. There's good things happening every day.
But something serious did happen to you. I don't want to get super into it, Terry, but I did want to just personally thank you for being, you know, such a big part of the Me Too movement and for speaking out, because, I mean, you know it. Your voice adds more credibility, because, as you know, some are really quick to not believe all the women. And then Terry Crews says, hey, me too, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to be real, man. There's thousands and thousands of men have come forward to me mm-hmm. and said, listen, I could never do what you did, yeah. but it happened to me too. You know what I mean? And I'm going, wow, man. You know, this is how I know I'm on the right track.
Yeah, definitely.
This is
yeah.
also how you know you have an epidemic. Because it's one of those things where if everyone was dying of Ebola and the whole thing, but no one would tell anybody because it's like leprosy. You know, if knew leprosy was going all over the place, but they also knew if they knew you had leprosy, you would be shot, then no one would talk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Right.
And no one would say anything. No one would, you would just, they just walk around and an arm would fall off and a leg would fall off. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh my God. And my thing is, as long as we're talking, we can find a cure. But if you can't talk and no one comes forward, you never cure this thing. It'll always be bad. And the disease will just keep going. Mm. But now it's a fumigation. We're going to get rid of this stuff. And I said, enough. I had enough. That makes you an activist. It's not jumping up and running around. It's just saying, yo, no, I don't want any more. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. You're amazing. You are brave. And
fantastic.
Again, we all thank you. One more question for you, Terry. I got to ask, because you used to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I mean, I know it was back in the day, but are you proud of our Super Bowl champions?
I am so proud. Let me tell you. I mean, you know, what it does for a city, and a city like Philadelphia, who's been through so much and just wanted it so bad. Like I said, good news does happen.
Yeah.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the deal. It's kind of like, You wait, you fight, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden, there it is. And it feels like it's never going to happen. Let me tell you something. You know, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen good. And you're going to get your shot. And today is Philly's day. I'm telling you, I love it.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I got to ask you, do you ever miss playing at all? I mean, I'm sure you're happy with your career.
All.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Oh, never. Oh, not at all, man. Listen, I got out with no concussions. I'm good.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I survived, man. I can actually think. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something, man.
Wow.
The good thing is there's a lot of people who are still in the NFL who wish they had what I have right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the whole thing is the transition is really, really hard. It's a great opportunity, but a lot of times it's about surviving after is the real issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like it's great while you're playing, but it's like now you got to limp for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know, you have to deal with injuries. You have to deal with rebuilding your life. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't miss it at all. I'm very fine. I was fine with it when I was playing, and I'm fine with it when it's gone.
Well, if anyone wants to YouTube some of your action, you should. You were a nasty dude on the field, that's for sure.
It was fun, man. I mean, it was fun. I had a good time, and I got my body from it, which is really great.
Like,
the muscles. You know,
gotta keep the muscles.
Well,
it's a nice little fringe benefit.
Terry, you said Ryan Reynolds was a genius. We think you are a genius, and we're so excited to see you in Deadpool 2 again. It opens today. Everyone go see it. And like you said, this might be the biggest opening
movie.
I'm
going this weekend. Yeah. I can't wait.
Congratulations again, Terry.
It's going to be great. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.